Yeah, thanks, Chris. The day coming to an end. What's happening now on the green of the 18th, they're going to have the presentations, and the man who will be given the title of the Irish Legends for 2022 is Philip Price, finishing up with a final round 71 as he ended the weekend level par, winning this title by a single shot. If we recap to 12 months ago, Price finished on 15 under alongside Thomas Bjorn. They went to the 18th for a playoff. It was Bjorn that took the victory. Price would lose out that day, but not on this occasion. He will now take his third win on the Legends Tour, and the Welshman winning through by just a single shot. In his final round today, on the back nine, he had more bogeys than he did birdies. Three bogeys in the back nine, two birdies, the last birdie coming in the 15th, and with the scores being low today in tough and windy conditions, that birdie proved to be the score that that would actually give him the 2022 Irish Legends title. I've literally just come off the green speaking to Philip Price, and he told me that he was delighted to win here in Donegal. Philip Price, just moments now after sealing victory here in the Irish Legends, what's the immediate feeling, the immediate emotions?
Probably relief, probably a little fortunate at the end where the guys didn't manage to birdie the par 5 last, so relief, pleased, delighted. I lost in a playoff last year, so yeah. To get the trophy is delighted.
Yeah, listen, you finished in 15 under last year and under the playoff, you finished level par today, testing conditions all weekend, this one proving to be a real challenge for you?
Oh, this has been so difficult, the last 2 days, you know, the course is firm, really windy, the 20-25 mile an hour wind, tough old golf course. There's yeah. When it's firm as well, so I think I was the last man standing by the look of it.
Yeah, listen, you enjoyed your weekend, Donegal, but
I love this place. So yeah. Don't think we're coming back next year, but I'll maybe I'll come for a holiday again.
Yeah, listen, you've won again on the Legends Tour. Are you going to Thornbury next week?
Yes, yeah, go in there. Looking forward to it. I got a couple of days off, and I'll try and get myself ready for that.
And you're carrying good form, aren't
you? Definitely. Well, I won the par 3 last week. I won the Irish Legends, so I've definitely shown some form.
Yeah, the man on form, that is Philip Price, and you can hear the wind on our microphone up there at the 18th green. It's very, very strong as the players were coming to the close of the round. But Philip Price done enough to win this event, finishing level par after a 71 with a total of 213. Just outside of that top spot, there was a tie for second. Five players finishing on one over par. Jarmo Sandelin, one of the rare players that finished in the red. He was one under for today, plus one, and he finished on a total of 214. He had a 70 today. Paul Eales, who eagled the 18th, also finished on plus one after a 71. Peter Baker had a 71 to finish on plus one. Emmanuel Konica and Steen Tinning also ending up on plus one. Both of those players had opportunities at birdies to force a playoff with Price, but they couldn't do that. A 73 today for Konica, a 74 for Tinning, who led after day one and day two. They finished in that group of five on plus one. Mauricio Molina, who has the course record round Rossapenna, he shot a 62 here on the final day last year. A 70 for him today. He's also one of those very few players that had an under par round today, but overall finished on plus two alongside James Kingston and Paul McGinley. McGinley at one stage today was leading by 3 shots. By the fifth hole of his final round, he had back-to-back birdies and things were looking good for the former Ryder Cup captain and the host of this event. But after that, he struggled in the conditions and the wind. He had 3 consecutive bogeys at the 7th, 8th and 9th. 3 more bogeys followed on the back 9. There was just 1 birdie in the mix of all of that. And there was a 6 at the par 5, 18th, which meant Paul dropped out of that 2nd position as he finished up on plus 2 and a tie for 7th along with Molina and Kingston. So that was how the top placings ended up at the end of day 3. Just some of the other selected scores. We'll take a look down through them. Marcus Breer, the Austrian who teamed up with the Highland guys in the Pro-Am earlier this week, he finished at plus 3. Thomas LeVay, plus 6. Andrew Alcorn, plus 6. The conditions really having an effect today. David Carter was the man with the best score at 3-under-68 today. He finished on plus 8. Jan van der Velde also finishing in plus 8. Ireland's Brendan McGovern, plus 8. And 99, Ryder Cup captain Mark James also on plus 8 at the end of the day. While Paul Laurie struggled in the conditions in rounds 2 and 3, he finished up with a 79 today, finishing on a plus 12. Let's now get some reaction from the hosts here in Downing's. Managing Director of the Rosapenna Hotel and Golf Resort is John Casey. I also spoke to him as the final pairing came off the green. And it's been another successful weekend for the Legends and another successful event for the Casey family. John Casey, we're at the end of another Irish Legends here at Rosapenna. Listen, we had a grandstand, a fantastic finish.
Yeah, great finish. Very tight right to the very end. Philip Price obviously got in there at level par. And then there was a couple of guys that had an opportunity to tie him, but unfortunately they both bogeyed 17. And then Emmanuel Kanaka had a chance to birdie the last, but he missed a 5-6 footer there, and the title was Nick Price's, Philip Price's.
Yeah, Philip Price. Listen, he likes Donegal. He played very well here last year and missed out, and now he's the champion and a worthy winner.
Yeah, he was very close last year. Obviously lost in the playoff to Thomas Bjorn, so it was great to see him come back. And I actually played with myself in the Pro-Am on Tuesday. Really, really nice guy, so I'm really happy to see him win.
Yeah, very much a low-scoring event. We didn't have the high scores of what we had last year, but this one proven to be a huge test for these top-level golf players.
Yeah, very windy the last couple of days, but the weather in relation to what was forecasted was very good, so we're pretty happy. It was just very warm, windy and sunny, so it's not bad.
Yeah. What's your overall feeling now when this event comes to an end, because you guys have put in a huge amount of work to this? You have, John. It's been another successful tournament. Even though we didn't have the crowds last year, this year they're in here and they came in their large numbers, and it's been an excellent week.
Paul in contention right up to the end there was fantastic for everybody, and the crowds followed him and they loved to see him doing well. And I mean, it's a credit to him where he finished, and you know, he played so well all week on the golf course that he grew up playing, so it's fantastic. It's great to have all the crowds here for ourselves, for the Legends Tour, for Paul, for his foundation, for everybody. It's just great to see people here.
Yeah, finally you can relax a wee bit now, John.
Relax, yeah. A few more weeks. Our season will end in about 2.5 months, so just relax then.
Yeah, but looking down the line, Rosapenna will be very much interested in hosting big tournaments again.
I think we have the infrastructure here, and you know, I think it's clear to see that, you know, we have the infrastructure that we can host big tournaments, so definitely we'll maintain a good relationship with the European Tour and see where it goes.
That's John Casey, Managing Director of the Rosapenna Hotel and Golf Resort, playing host, of course, to the Irish Legends this week. And a super week it's been as well. We'll hope to get a word with Paul McGinley. He's just currently involved in the presentations, which are taking place on the 18th green. And when we get speaking to Paul, we'll put it up on our website later on this evening on highlandradio.com. But another Legends in Rosapenna has come to an end. It's been an absolutely brilliant week from Tuesday right through until this evening. And the man who is receiving the title now on the 18th green is Welshman Philip Price, the runner-up last year. He's the winner in 2022, and he ended the day level par after a final round 71. Thanks to you for listening to our coverage of the Legends this week. Hope you enjoyed it, and we also thank all the gang at Boyce's Centre and Carrigard for supporting us through this week. Back to you in the studio, Chris.